From Luke chapter 11. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who art in heaven.'" In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, you all know about prayer, don't you? You may have grown up knowing the Lord's Prayer. And you go to a school where prayer is a part of daily life. No one is surprised to see you bow your head when you sit down with your tray in the dining hall. People at Burger King may be surprised to see someone bow his head over a Coke and a Whopper. But here at ILC, you know what it is to pray. After all, the disciples also knew what it was to pray. They walked with Jesus every day. They saw him pray often enough. Many occasions are listed in Luke's gospel. But the disciples could not just stand by and watch their master's devotion. They wanted to share in that intimate moment with God. One of them asked for all of them, "Lord, teach us to pray." Although they knew much about prayer, they were still willing to learn. They wanted a formula, a prayer to mold their thoughts, and a mold into which to pour the desires of their hearts. What Jesus gave them and us is a version of the prayer that he would also teach in his Sermon on the Mount. But Jesus gives us much more than just another prayer, or even a precious and favorite prayer. He gives us what we need for all prayer, whether we're on top of the world with all our assignments done, or deep in the shadows of a dead-end canyon, lonely and blue, whether we're safe in our rooms or in great danger on life's highway. What we need for all prayer is confidence in God. Now, we all know some people who seem to have a lot of confidence. They're quick to speak up, they're quick to act. Perhaps we would like to be a little more like that sometimes, especially in prayer, quick to turn to God and confident to leave a matter in his hands. But the confidence to pray does not come from our own efforts or decisions, from our adding some caffeine to our courage. It has to come from God, and it does, with these words, "Our Father, who art in heaven." When Jesus teaches us to pray to God in that way, he reveals a world of love to us. If a man were walking in the Mall of America and a young orphan came up to him calling, "Daddy, Daddy," bystanders might turn to look, but that would not make him the child's father. But if that man, that same man, were to go to court and sign the proper papers declaring the child to be his adopted own, then he truly would be the child's father. So also, if we decided to call God Father, that would not make us his children. But here, he tells us to call him not your imperial majesty, your excellency, your holiness, or even your honor. He is all of that. But he tells us to call him Father. He has adopted us as his own children and made us heirs in connection with Jesus. We who lost our excellency, our holiness, our honor, with the whole human race in Adam's fall. We were worse off than orphans whose parents are dead. We ourselves were dead in trespasses and sins. And we still see traces of the decay every day in our thoughts, or lack of them, in our words and in our deeds. And yet he comes to us and says, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Christ was laid in the tomb for you. Call me Father." With this word, he takes us by the hand and lifts us up. You are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, Paul writes to the Galatians. So the first words of the Lord's Prayer remind us of the love of God in Christ. Or as John put it, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Our Father, who art in heaven. Those last words also give us confidence, even though at first they may remind us that we are not in heaven, but on earth. We are not in everlasting bliss, but in a valley of tears, where people get sick and die, where things go wrong, where things hurt, and we need help. And yet, in spite of all that is against us, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, we can be confident because our Father is in heaven, the place of power and glory. And he who spared not his Son, but delivered him up for us all, truly will give us all we need. Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace and sing. Worship Supplement 758. Speak.